Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
When it comes to a thriving career, everyone could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. At LHH, we're committed to personalized support, insights, and resources that lead to more job opportunities. No matter what role a professional has in your organization, our services offer an experience that fits each individual. And for organizations, LHH provides consultative support and guidance through the entire outplacement or career transition process. It's outplacement reimagined. Visit LHHtalent.com. today.
Yeah, don't forget our voter guide. We add to it every couple of days, it seems. It's up on the webpage at KFIAM640.com. Next hour, a man that would like to be the state's next controller, Lan He Chen, is coming on the show. He is running as a Republican, and he got endorsed by the El Segundo Times, which is a little suspicious, but I'm reading his ballot statement in the ballot guide. Basically, he really wants to root out waste. He believes that a lot of money is wrongly spent, and he's going to ask a lot of tough questions,
especially
about the unemployment money that went to the fraudsters and convicted felons.
I read an interview that he did with one of the media outlets up in San Francisco, and he said something funny. It's like, maybe, you know, if you get a request from San Quentin State Prison, you ought to check out and see why they're requesting unemployment money.
Good point.
That's all they had to do, since so much was stolen by prisoners, including death row inmates. All right.
And he also makes a good point that with one party rule, maybe you do need somebody in state offices from the opposition.
Yeah, that's what the Times said.
Yeah, that's kind of what the Times said.
So. Which leads me to believe there's a lot of bad news coming out of Sacramento.
He'll be on next hour.
Well, the monkeypox is in America. Monkeypox.
Is there a better name than monkeypox?
I got the monkeypox.
You heard of chickenpox. Well, monkeypox has been around a long time. Well, I'm going to bring on Alex Stone for more.
Sure. Let's scare people.
Well, that's the thing. Doctors are saying don't freak out, even though about half an hour ago, New York City said, whoop, we probably have a case as well. They have a possible case.
This is how it started with COVID.
It was just one case here, one case
there. That's right, Alex. It started slowly.
They're waiting now on the test results to come back to know, is it confirmed? They say they don't know. It's possible right now. So we've got one confirmed case in the U.S., in Massachusetts, second one maybe in New York City now. How it's spreading, they don't know. But cases in the U.K., Portugal, Spain, Canada, now the U.S. as well, 68 globally as of today, maybe 69, depending on what happens with that New York possibility. And the U.S. is the latest one to get in on this party. And it's a guy who traveled to Canada, somehow got it while he was in Canada. They don't know how. They're doing contact tracing, all of that, everything that we know about now. But he's at Mass General Hospital, and they say this.
That patient is currently hospitalized at Massachusetts General Hospital and is admitted to our special pathogens program. He is in stable condition.
He's in an isolated air chamber room, negative pressure, all that stuff that they were doing with COVID patients early on. So outbreaks are rare. It's been around since the 1950s. They did believe that this was something that we didn't have to worry about anymore. But time to time, normally in Africa, cases do pop up, rarely elsewhere. Last one in the U.S. was in 2003 in pet prairie dogs. I didn't even know people did that. Why? I mean, they're cute, but I didn't know people had pet prairie dogs.
It's always some suspicious contact with animals.
Right. So it went from pets that were brought in, non-prairie dogs, from Ghana to the U.S., and then they gave it to the prairie dogs, and then a rodent has to, or animal of some kind, bite you or scratch you, then they give it to you, then it goes human to human, and you get it, and then, I mean, it's pretty nasty, the pus-filled lesions and everything.
The way this is spread is through both respiratory droplets with close, very close proximity, face-to-face respiratory droplets, but also direct contact with the lesions that have virus in them.
Ah, it's so gross. That's a doctor at Mass General. the pus-filled lesions. I mean, Dr. Pimple Popper would love this. The pus comes out, that then spreads it. It can be through sexual activity and bodily fluids or through...
You mean if you have lesions down south.
Well, there is that, but also bodily fluids. If you don't have the lesions yet, it begins for a while before you get the lesions.
Respiratory. Disgusting.
So fever, body ache, enlarged lymph nodes. One form of monkeypox is pretty deadly. About 10% of people die. They think this one is a milder form that's around 1%, but nobody has in this outbreak died yet around the globe. So usually about a month to resolve. They're looking at it. CDC says they're trying to monitor for anybody else. Smallpox vaccine does actually help, but most of us don't get that anymore because it was eradicated. So not a lot of Americans have that, but it does help. We know what this is. This is not novel coronavirus. We know the background on it, the medications that can help out. The U.K., now said to be stockpiling some smallpox vaccine and medication that it approved in 2013 so that in case they need it, that they're getting ramped up with it. But doctors are saying this doesn't spread like COVID. It is not that contagious. They think we'll be fine. We may have one or two cases, but not like that.
I don't know. I don't believe anybody anymore.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? It does kind of feel like, you know, the early days when they went, well, we've isolated them. We'll be fine.
That's right. They're confident.
Yeah. Monkeypox. I got a story. It says it cropped up in the 1950s among monkeys kept for research. Is this another experiment that went awry?
We don't know. Going back all the way to then. But and now people are saying this isn't fair to the monkeys. It has nothing to do with them. But this is rodent. In fact, well, wait, at UCSF, UC San Francisco, Dr. Peter Chin Hong, he says, give it a better name.
Monkeypox is a relative of smallpox. It's primarily associated with rodents in Central and West Africa. So it should actually be called rodent pox.
So it's really rodent pox.
Oh, he sounds like a fun guy.
Yeah, the monkeys aren't going to give it to you, but that rat that bites you, watch out for him, or that prairie dog, apparently.
Or that person that sneezes all over you.
Yeah,
all
or right, that, Alex. or if you're, you know, touching somebody's lesions. Well,
thank you, Alex. Oh. You completely grossed us out.
There you go.
Would you like to rub my lesions?
The hey, pus-filled lesions.
All right, Alex Stone, ABC News for KFI.
Deborah had people sneezing all over her on the plane.
Oh, I'm sure I'm going to be sick any day now.
Oh, you wore your little mask?
I wore my mask on the plane, but hardly anybody else did. And there were two people in front of me. And they, for the 4 hours that I went from LAX to Cancun Airport, I'm not kidding you.
The that's disturbing.
And they were not wearing a mask. And then the same situation happened on the way home. But the two people were in back of me. Same thing, weren't wearing a mask. And they were coughing and hacking.
I hope they don't have monkeypox.
I hope not. God.
You may have the monkeypox.
Well, then I'm going to spread it to you.
Well, thanks.
God. Why are people so gross
rude? You're probably coated in all those viral spores.
Well, I was wearing a mask.
Well, that's not going to stop it, though.
And I had my hand. I was pushing the mask up against my face to make sure
trying
that
to make it secure.
Yes, God. I was. I don't want to get
just nothing gets in your.
I'm not going to leave the house anymore.
Passage your
people
mouth.
Are just disgusting.
They are disgusting and rude. I'm telling you, just go on an airplane and you will just find the rudest, most obnoxious, disgusting people ever.
Shades of the AIDS outbreak. They're actually monitoring a number of gay bisexual men in the United Kingdom, where the most recent outbreak is coming from gay sex. How about that?
Where did they get the monkeypox?
That's the bodily fluids. What's that? Yeah.
I guess
but
I
again,
could...
there's not that many
well,
cases
it shows
globally.
Up...
I know this is like the well, joke is so it's called COVID. That's what we said at the beginning of COVID.
It shows up all over your body, though. Whenever you get chicken pox, monkey pox,
apparently you get the smallpox vaccine wanes over time, and a lot of people have not gotten it, so the pox viruses can slip past the waning protections from
but
the smallpox.
Just like the Chinese lab experiment that sent COVID out into the world. What's this monkey experiment in the 1950s? What happened there? What were they doing? Did they feed smallpox into the monkeys to see what would happen, and it mutated and jumped out?
Ah, good theory. All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken Show, KFI. The Contagious, Deborah Marks.
I'm going to come and blow my nose on you.
the Moist Lines, tomorrow. Did you know that, John?
I didn't know tomorrow was tomorrow.
We're happy to bring it back after 2 weeks, since you and I both went to see Paul McCartney.
That's right.
1-877-MOIST-86. By the way, your messages.
I couldn't get it out of my head for the first 10 minutes watching him that he's older than Joe Biden. I couldn't even concentrate on the songs. I just was watching him up there playing the guitar, singing, and I go, he's older than Joe Biden. He's
how close were you sitting? he's still, he looks good.
He's
thin, you know, he seems fit.
He doesn't eat what you eat, John, that's for sure.
I know. I'm having a reckoning with my diet.
Speaking of which, we're going to talk about something related to that in a moment. The L.A. County, everybody's worst nightmare, this Dr. Barbara Ferrer, she won't go away. They're out there once again concerned, the word is concerned, about a rising number of COVID cases and hospitalizations. But when you dig into the story, as of yesterday, the number of coronavirus positive patients hospitalized countywide was 379. Significantly lower than other points in the pandemic, but it jumped by 42% in the last week. However, many of the patients were not hospitalized for COVID. It's another thing you need to know.
No,
these are people that went in for a heart attack or a stroke or some other medical.
That was a fake story to get.
And they got tested and they are positive for corona. And it's like, oh, hospitalizations are up.
Fake story to get clicks on the internet. Not a real story.
You
could write that.
I'm starting to enjoy my life again. I don't want to go back to indoor masking.
Oh, just not. No, just say no.
I know you
just say no.
That.
What would be so terrible
like
if
the
we all
drug campaign of the 80s?
What would be so terrible if we all just said F you? Then what? What happened?
Well, I did it the football game.
I'm going to just start to, yeah.
You SoFi, and, during the time where the outdoor events, you were large events, I did not mask.
At least you held your breath the whole time, though.
That was a long 90% of it. That's right. Oh, that's good. I did hold my breath the entire four-hour game.
You were a little blue at the end, but now, you held out.
There's a story we told you about bird flu, and to Deborah Mark's sadness, they've had to cull many egg-laying hens. Cull is another word for kill.
Mm-hmm.
It's a softer cull.
Murder.
Gas. Cook.
Right. Strangle? Imagine you have to go around and strangle every chicken. That would take a while.
Yeah, it would.
Those callous boys, listen to them.
This has been
They're
building
so
up.
Cavalier about this.
He's had nobody to torture for a week.
I know.
So he's trying to come up with every synonym for killing an animal.
But neither one of you got my dirty joke, did you?
What?
What?
What did I say?
I can't
say it again.
I'm not going to say
it. I mean,
it
jokes
again.
Go way over my head. We know that, but
no,
do it
I'm not
slowly.
Going to explain it. There'll be a few listeners who got it.
Okay.
Oh,
all
right. Darn. Okay.
You two are slow. The story here is that spreading on the internet are conspiracy theories that the bird flu is not real. And some are pushing the idea that the government is trying to push us towards vegetarianism by making us believe that birds, eggs, bad because they had the flu. Right.
Yeah, that could be.
Others believe it's another attempt to move us back to lockdowns, a new round of COVID-style lockdowns.
That could be too.
Another version is blaming 5G cell towers. That one never goes away, does it?
That's a perennial.
And as evidence, people are saying, oh, they're testing the animals for bird flu with PCR tests. That's what they did for COVID. That tells you there's a connection. However, PCR tests have been used routinely since the 1990s. And
yeah,
really
see, that's
nothing new there.
That's the scourge of the internet. Is yeah. We found out just how many mental patients there are, and there are millions of them. Millions of them.
Yeah.
And they get way too much attention.
Oh, the disease is killing bald eagles. Oh, that's too bad. They've culled millions of birds throughout the country to try to prevent this from spreading. The other thing, too, is the bird flu's not new. They had a round of this in 2015 that was pretty severe. So the idiots that are trying to spread the idea that this is fake. I mean,
what happened in the old days before we tracked birds and their viruses? I mean, the bird flu must have gone around the world a million times already, right?
Yeah.
And killed trillions of birds. It just does. That's just part of nature.
Yeah, I don't
There's
know.
There's a thinning out of the herd, and then you have a few years where everything's okay, and then you get another wave. I just, you know, the thing is, because we can track stuff now, it turns what was normal and what's gone on forever into hysteria. Well, of course, there's the virus is going to spread through the birds. It'd kill millions of them. That's what it always did. I mean, look at all the species that went extinct before we even showed up.
There's people even saying that the flu is real, but it was genetically engineered as a weapon. I just...
Well, who were we using it on?
Again, the bird flu's not new.
It's been around since the history of birds.
Right.
Probably flying pterodactyls got bird flu, too. You know, all this stuff that we hyperventilate about is part of the eternal life force of the Earth? Like, people are howling about the drought, or they howl about hurricanes, or whatever the hysteria is of the moment. It's always been this way. Forever, since the Earth was formed, and it was always a lot worse. Yeah. We all act like we just discovered all this stuff, or all this stuff just changed now. All of a sudden, now we get droughts, we get heat waves, we get hurricanes, we get this and that, earthquakes, whatever. It's always been like that.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Just read about it. Goes back millions and millions of years.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken. You know, the truth is we don't have that much to be scared of, but we have a wiring system in our brains dating back to when we were primitive cave people, and they had a lot of things to be worried about then, right? So they developed a highly sensitive system to detect any kind of possible danger. And now we're sitting in a modern world where there's very little danger comparatively, but our system still exists. So it goes into hyperdrive over the slightest little thing.
Yeah, he would like to be the next California state controller. Lanhee Chen will join us after the news at 5 o'clock. He is a Republican on your ballot, although he says he has served under both Democratic and Republican presidents in numerous positions. He's got a business background. He will talk to us. One thing I see in his message in the voter statements or the ballot statements that came is that he wants to do more to get a detailed accounting for the $300 billion in checks our state writes every year. $300 billion.
Yeah, that's actually the total budget, the total spending.
Yeah, the upcoming budget is $300
billion. Right, yeah. It's not only the tax money that comes in, but federal money. There's all these revenue sources, and it totals up to $300 billion.
And he cites the homeless spending, billion spent with dismal results, so...
Maybe
he'll end up on the voter guide.
That's the thing, and that's a good thing to question him on, is that all these vague announcements, spend another $22 billion on the homeless. What's it gone for? It doesn't work. All their money spending doesn't work. Their programs don't work. And how can we measure this, and how can we stop it? Stop all the stuff that doesn't work. So much of what the government does is a failure, and you can see it with your own eyes. You don't need an audit. You just walk the streets. It's, wow, that failed badly, didn't it?
From D.C. land and Biden land, President Biden's approval rating among Hispanic Americans is 26%, and the significance of that is that last year it was 55%.
Mm-hmm.
He is less popular among Latinos or Hispanics than any other demographic, including age and gender, according to this Quinnipiac poll.
Well, I wonder.
That's kind of startling because that's generally a place where Democrats find approval.
Except this is different, I think. This is my opinion. There's a lot of hardcore Democrats that grew up in this country, lived in this country, right? You know, for decades and decades, and they've always been a Democrat, right? And they're very partisan and very loyal to the point where they won't answer a poll honestly. A lot of Hispanic Americans are immigrants. They're citizens. But they don't necessarily have Democratic roots that go back generations in their family,
right,
or themselves. So they come here, and this is their new country, and they know why they wanted to come to America. And they know what they wanted to leave, and what they generally want to leave, especially if you come from Mexico, is oppressive, incompetent government, socialism, nanny states. That's what much of the rest of the world is like. And they see that the Democratic Party has veered so far to the left with their socialist nanny states, everybody telling you what to do, that it's like, no, I left my country to get away from this. I don't like this. So they don't feel so loyal and partisan. And it's like, hey, do you like the president and his policies? It's like, no, it stinks.
Yeah, I think it's simple, like inflation is probably driving them crazy. They don't like what's going on with the gas prices. These are the everyday things that people respond to.
And culturally, they're largely conservative. They don't want to deal with all the woke issues.
Yeah, I think
Catholics.
That was undercover for years.
Yeah.
In other words, they would vote Democrat because those issues weren't always out front, but now
right.
They are more.
Now they're being shoved down their throats every day. You know, all these sexuality issues. They don't want to hear about that. They go to church. They believe in the church. They believe in God. They believe in the Catholic religion. None of this really flies. They don't really want to hear about abortion. That's something that, you should just not bring up at best. But, I mean, look at this. White men, 29% approval rating. Hispanics, 26%. Young people, everybody thinks that young Americans, they're very progressive. And 27% approval rating.
This could be ugly in November.
I mean, nobody...
They can't vote Biden out, but they can sure send a message with Congress.
Out of all the demographics, like all of them... only Black Americans give him a positive approval rating at 63%.
then that's where he got his campaign going.
Right.
When he won the South Carolina primary, largely with a big voter turnout from black people, that propelled him to win the nomination.
But for
still remember that.
Right. Well,
he was left for dead. I remember us laughing about him.
He had the Obama connection, and 63% is extremely low for an approval rating from blacks for a Democratic president.
Democratic president. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Obama, I imagine
Obama's like 90 something.
Yeah. But Obama really was in the 90s. So 63% among blacks is like having 25% among everybody else.
Well, for the sake of driving John crazy, although we're going to play you another clip on abortion, only because this is both funny and weird. I actually understand both sides. That may be hard to believe. You will not. It was a hearing in the House Judiciary Committee. The topic was abortion access and care. The two people involved here are Congressman Dan Bishop, a Republican from North Carolina, and a woman by the name of Amy Arambide, executive director of a nonprofit called Avow, which is an abortion rights group. And he was asking her about the definition of a woman. And then it led to a question about who has abortions. We have a small bit of the exchange between these two.
What do you say a woman is?
I believe that everyone can identify for themselves.
Okay. Okay. Do you believe then that men can become pregnant and have abortions?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
If you come from a philosophy
okay.
that you can be anything you want to be, well, yes, men can get pregnant, have abortions. Look, they may have female parts, but they identify as men.
Look, I can identify as a goat.
And to be respectful, you will refer to them as males.
I can identify as a goat. That doesn't make me a goat. In one of the stories, they actually use the definition in the dictionary and the scientific explanation. And this ends the conversation. A female has XX chromosomes. Men have XY chromosomes.
Well, you're talking purely biological. Yes,
yes.
You are correct.
Yes.
Well, I'm talking about the real world of humans and interaction.
Well, that doesn't matter. It's what you are biologically at birth is what you are. You're either an XX or an XY. Although if you had an XY,
you can walk around and call yourself a chicken.
Well,
I don't care.
Well, that's you can, but it doesn't make you that.
I'll quote you. I don't care.
No, I don't care either. I don't care. But
let people be what they want to be.
But I'm not gonna participate in the delusion.
Participate in the delusion.
Yes,
okay. I don't know what that means, but it's a nice phrase.
It means you can make something up and identify as it and proclaim it, but it doesn't mean I have to buy in and agree with you. It doesn't mean I have to care. It doesn't mean that I'm going to give in to whatever
you
demand.
That's my point. I don't care. They can call themselves whatever they want, and
I
don't have to buy in.
Exactly. You don't have to care, but at the same time.
But I'm talking, we're all just caught up in the semantics of this. It's ridiculous.
No, it's not. I don't think it's ridiculous. Because then you have men running in women's, college track meets, and
no,
men
those
running
things
in
we can't allow.
Yeah,
right. I'm talking about the locker rooms too and the spas. Nuh-uh.
Yeah,
you can't go in there with the penis if there's women in.
Well,
there,
that's
people who identify as women.
That's what,
but people who have the same parts.
Yeah,
but you have to stick with the same parts.
Right, exactly. And
yeah,
because
then it's too much of an intrusion on privacy. I mean, you're right about the athletes too. Yes,
I'm going to go with the chromosome test. I think that settles it.
All right, maybe you should have one.
Who knows what you'd find in my chromosomes?
Many X's, Y's, and Z's. Here's ZZ.
Yeah, I have an R.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken Show.
All right, we will have a candidate on your ballot for a statewide office coming up at 5:05. His name is Lanhee Chen. They offered him to us. He's running for controller, a Republican from the Bay Area, but apparently he grew up in Southern California. And he's also endorsed by the LA Times. Not that we're endorsing him yet, but we might. We'll listen to what he has to say. And we haven't picked anybody in the controller race because, honestly, we didn't know. You know who's running? Is Ron Galperin, the L.A. city controller.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Ron Galperin?
Yeah.
He's the one.
Oh, he's running for state controller, too?
He is, yeah. He's the one that first pointed out all the money we're spending on the homeless housing, the $800,000, $600,000 apartments. He put out an audit about that, which was a good idea. I don't know that I would pick him, but yes, he's on your ballot for a state controller. It's coming up after the news at 5. Oh, speaking of the city of L.A., this is great. We'll get into this next hour. What happened 2 years ago? Taking a knee to fund the police?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they just passed a budget. Guess what? More money for the police and more hiring. One person voted no. Any guess? One councilman.
My guy.
Your guy.
My man.
Bonehead.
That's right. The worst councilman in the
proving the same thing. He's the worst of the worst.
He is the worst.
Hey,
people,
do you remember years ago when the worst was like Zev Yaroslavsky?
Yeah, I know.
How much you hated him.
I know.
But compared to Bonin, pretty moderate.
Well,
huh?
But mostly because Yaroslavsky was just such an arrogant son of a
Oh, yeah. We had
gun.
Some nasty conversations.
Yeah, he just thought.
Remember, a few of those council people used to come on and used to get crazy on the air.
None of them wanted to be questioned. All of them thought they were like oracles.
You know who I think about every now and then? Because there's a path that I walk on. It has his name, Marvin Browdy. Remember him? I think he came on the air and we got into a shouting match.
We got into a shouting match with everybody. Well, because they're all gas bags and fools and criminals.
Jackie Goldberg.
Yeah, they're
what a Hall of Fame we could make.
Oh, right? I know. And
Sheila Kuehl. We got another animal story for Deborah Mark.
Ooh.
And this one may be good for you.
Yeah?
It's a big case in New York State. It's going to the New York State Supreme Court. Is an elephant a person?
Huh? No, yeah. An elephant's not a person.
An animal rights organization has filed legal documents asking judges to give an elephant at the Bronx Zoo the same rights as a person and to sue over illegal confinement to gain freedom.
Oh, okay. I get that.
You like that?
Yeah, I do.
So now the elephant's a person?
No, I'm not saying an elephant is a person, but an elephant deserves...
Yeah, we did confuse her.
Yeah, you did. That was confusing. And I just wanted to be clear that an elephant... Even
again.
I know an elephant isn't a person.
Okay. Are you a woman?
Well... But as regards this issue...
Can I see your chromosomes?
No.
Yeah, she's got some weird letters.
I'm sure I do.
Lots of V's for vegan.
I think she has some numbers and...
The elephant's name is Happy.
Aww,
that's cute.
That is very cute.
Captured in Asia in the 70s when she was a one-year-old. Oh, that's a long time at the zoo. Mm. But as Sean likes to know, always asks, how do we know Happy's not happy? How do we know Happy wants this freedom?
We don't.
Exactly, we don't.
We don't.
They want to put Happy in a sanctuary with a lot of space. That's what they're trying to get done. Not actually just release Happy into the Bronx.
And
see ya, have a good day. Happy gets on the subway.
Happy's in the Bronx Zoo?
Yes.
I'm trying to remember. I haven't been there since maybe I was in high school. And was there a lot of space for the animals? Probably not. The old zoos don't have space.
The Bronx Zoo is not as big as you think.
No.
Elephants need a lot of space, don't you think?
Yeah, and she's big now because she's quite the adult. Oh, and there's pictures of her. But anyway.
That's sad.
But the San Diego Zoo has a lot of space for its animals. And then they have the wild animal park down there.
Mm. Oh, well, the lawyer for the zoo said Happy is happy. Swimming, foraging, and doing stuff animals like to do.
It's all she knows.
That's
the thing. She doesn't know an alternate life.
But she would be happier with an alternate life. So you'd be able to, be able to tell.
She probably would be sad. Because I have heard, like, when they shut down the zoos for the pandemic, the animals got sad because they missed seeing their human friends every day. They liked the attention.
One of the judges, this is actually the New York Court of Appeals, I thought it was the New York Supreme Court, shot back at the question about Happy being happy, said, well, does that mean I can't keep a dog? Because maybe the dog chooses to be somewhere else.
Oh, man, that's a good question for Miss Deborah.
But the lawyer came back with, elephants are way more cognitively complex than dogs. And that's one of the reasons. They believe that elephants are one of the smartest animals, and there's some idea here that they would be separate from a lot of the animal kingdom in terms of trying to give them more rights like a person. That's sort of the argument they're making, that elephants are very particular.
Yeah. Don't you think your dogs deserve more freedom than they have?
Are you kidding me? My dogs have it made. Seriously, my dogs are so spoiled. Even my kids laugh at how spoiled my dogs are. So my dogs are happy.
If you left the door open, though, they'd probably run out and never come back.
But they went. They. No.
One of them called me the other day.
Oh, yeah?
It's like, yeah.
And what did she say?
She was tapping out in Morse code. Get me out of here.
Remember the cat psychic, John? She got a dog psychic to talk to Deborah's dogs and see if that's true.
They would tell you how happy they are.
We had a cat psychic on the air who was reading John's
great.
Cat,
oh,
saying the cat
that.
Was unhappy.
Yeah,
that would be fun.
That the cat hated me.
The cat did not feel loved by John.
Well, I can imagine.
I remember the cat. It was Mercedes.
Mercedes,
she was not
yes.
loved by John.
Yes.
When I would come over, she'd come sprinting down the stairs. Oh, my God, somebody else.
Oh, let's do it. Let's get an animal. Yeah, yeah, psychic. Oh, that's awesome. My dogs.
Oh, every phone line rang. John was like knocking his head against the wall. These people.
You know what, though?
What?
Because I think we had just started out here. That convinced me that you do not judge your popularity by phone calls. Otherwise, we would have 24 hours of cat shows on KFI because you will get endless calls.
Oh, the phones blew up, as they say.
The cat psychic was probably the biggest hit we ever had in terms of phone calls, but I figured probably every guy listening had already gone off to somewhere else.
All right, the 5 o'clock hour is here. We're going to talk to a candidate for state controller. His name is Lanchi Chen. He will join us next, a Republican, coming up.
John and Ken Show, Deborah Marquez News, KFI AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network.
Available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.